So we've got a long way to go, and we know we can match up with the best.
With the current climate, this is just the way you got to do things at times.
With the new concussion rules, I think some players wouldn't be telling them, though. There'd be players out there that are going, I'm not going to risk missing time.
When a guy remains at a club, then can be incredibly encouraging for the future.
We want to do our bit to ensure that the games go ahead.
We've been really inconsistent. Good football clubs and good football teams don't do that.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
And where else would you rather be in the sanctum today than inside the walls of the Hawthorn Football Club? Fair to say, there's a bit happening. Tom Mitchell is our man on the ground there for us in 2021, the Brownlow medalist who's back on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Mitch.
Morning, Harf. Thanks for having me on.
Lovely to have you on, especially after a magnificent victory on the weekend, just by the way. There's clearly a lot happening off the field, but on the park in Tassie was a nice afternoon for you guys down there.
Yeah, it was. I think, you know, coming up against a really good offo in Brisbane, and yeah, obviously the club had copped a bit of heat throughout the week and the weeks prior. So I think, you know, it was really important for the playing group to galvanise and come to play, and yeah, it was pleasing that we did.
What did you expect from the group? I mean, Brisbane were a top four team, looking for top four opportunity in the finals campaign at the end of the season, and the Hawks have been struggling clearly through the journey, although against the better teams have done pretty well of recent times. What did you expect after the week that was and Brisbane down in Tassie? What were you hoping for?
I was hoping for the result that we got, to be honest. I think, as a playing group, there was, we were the first players that were able to pull on the jersey and have an impact and, steer the ship in the right direction after everything that's been going on. So, yeah, it was really pleasing. The boys put in a really good effort. Got to continue to do the same thing for the last three games and, you know, give Clarko the send-off that he deserves.
Well, you certainly did that. It was quite the performance, and it was almost the complete performance from start to finish, really. I mean, obviously the last quarter, the Lions got it rolling and tried to take the game on a bit more, but it was all set up in that first three quarters. What do you gain out of that? When you have that review about what you can achieve, do you see the light? Do you see what is now possible for this group at Hawthorn?
Yeah, I think it's funny. You kind of touched on it before. You know, we've shown that we can be really competitive with the top teams. I think, you know, beating Sydney, Brisbane, drawing with Melbourne, it's just that consistency to be able to do it against every team. So that's the next component we're trying to figure out, but it is pleasing that we can match it with the top teams.
What's it like in that final quarter that you were outscored after doing extremely well, as Harf said, in the first three quarters? You kicked 1-3 and the Lions 8-2. So they were coming and they were coming hard. What is it like in that situation where you feel like you've played so well for the first three quarters of a game? Is there something in the back of your mind that's going, oh, please don't let them run over the top of us now?
Yeah, it was a pretty strong avalanche. They were coming pretty hard.
Yeah.
They completely changed their game style in that last quarter. I think it did catch us off guard, especially early in the quarter. And then, you know, we probably, a combination of went into our showers, but also a bit of fatigue kicked in. But, you know, luckily enough, most of the work was done. But, yeah, it's a tough one. I think we're pleased with, the first three quarters, but disappointed with the last. But I think overall, getting the result we did, we have to be pretty proud of the effort.
So, Tom, what did they do differently through that last quarter, and when did you pick it up? I mean, how do you deal with that on the fly?
Yeah, well, I think they had nothing to lose. As I mentioned, they were down by 8 goals, so the speed of ball movement for them just sort of really lifted, and just more aggressive play, which we'd sort of set up for a different sort of game style in the first three quarters, and it was completely flipped. And just the mark play on rate was through the roof, and they were just sort of going for it because, they had nothing to lose, I guess.
Tom, we've spoken to a few of the footy players who have come through here this year about that. Change in game style, that taking the game on when you hadn't before, the pressure build in ways that you hadn't done before. And you know, a few of the players, it's difficult in some ways to put your finger on, well, why could we do that in that particular part of the game but not in another? And obviously it was the Lions doing it on the weekend. What's your take on that? Why is it that things can change so significantly within a game?
Yeah, I think it's probably dependent on, the scenarios of the game, like how late in quarters, the time is, and, whose half of the ground is being played in, and obviously the scoreboard's a key factor because, you're obviously going to if you're down, you're going to take more risks. If you're winning, you're probably going to sometimes unintentionally slow yourself up, which can actually hurt you more rather than just playing. So I think it's dependent on a few of those circumstances. But, I don't think anyone has the answer. So, I think everyone's still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Just keep playing quick, Tom. Keep playing quick.
That's all right.
We talked to Dane Zorko yesterday, and he kind of conceded that Brisbane's attitude wasn't where it needed to be, that they didn't come to play. You clearly did, because O'Meara and then Bruce kicked goals in the first 5 minutes, and you knew this was good Hawthorn as opposed to bad Hawthorn. Do you feel that out in the middle within 5 minutes, or do you feel it before the game that today's going to be good Hawthorn?
Oh, it's sort of hard to say pre-game. I think every individual has a responsibility to get themselves ready to play, and everyone does that in their own individual way. You know, some guys are quieter, some guys are louder. I think you probably have a better idea once the game is underway. Sometimes in games this year, we've started really well, and you think, oh, it's going to be a good day, but then we have an inconsistent patch, and other days we stick it out and play a good game of footy for the majority of the game. So it's hard to tell, but sometimes, I think we found this year when things are going against us, that's been the trouble. We haven't always been able to stand up as a collective and fight back, and that's probably normal with a young group. We've got a really young group at the moment, especially with the injury list, so it's something we're working through at training.
So to the sensitive topic around what happened last week, what's your overriding emotion as a senior player with how it all played out publicly as late as last Friday?
Yeah, I think there's been an admission from the club and a number of people that things could have been handled a lot better and a lot differently. But a mixture of emotions, I think, just like everyone else, I guess, initially a little bit surprised. But, thankful that I've had the time to play under Clarko, who's such a great coach. And, I owe a lot to him for everything he's done for me. And also a dash of excitement as well for Mitch and what he brings, and he's also been a huge support of mine. So I think it was a mixture of a number of emotions.
So did it ultimately get to the point where they had no other alternative but to do what they did? Could you see, as a senior player, those two working together, whether it be Clarko coaching Mitch doing what he's doing, or Clarko director of coaching and Mitch coaching? Like, was it getting confusing for you? Because Ben McAvoy talked to us on this program last week about it was all just a bit of a muddle.
Yeah, I think they're both professional guys. They could have found a way to make it work, but I think ultimately it came down to what is the absolute best scenario for the club and playing group moving forward to, I guess, remove any confusion and have absolute clarity on what we needed to do to continue to move forward. And I think speaks volumes of Clarko's character that, he wants the best for the players. And, if anyone lives the values of the Hawthorn Footy Club, the best it would be Clarko, because, he acknowledged that, that maybe there would be a few issues with confusion and things like that. We're really excited to play for him this last 3 weeks. I think we saw that on the weekend. Everyone wants to do their absolute best because he's been so good to all of us.
It's widely accepted that Clarko is, if not the best coach, certainly one of the best coaches over the last period of time. Sam Mitchell spent a huge amount, if not all of his career, underneath Alistair Clarkson. You spoke about some excitement about him coming in and taking over. Do you think there will be a significant shift, or because there has been so much time that they have spent together in that player or captain coach situation, that there'll be a lot of similarities?
Yeah, I think it's probably natural that there has to be some similarity, just because these guys have worked together for the best part of 20 years. So I'm sure there'll be some similarities, but at the same time, Mitch is, such a smart guy, such a good footy brain. So I'm sure he'll have his own ideas and things like that, which he would like to bring in. And I think the best thing about Mitch as well is that, working in the development group and with the younger players, he's already built such a great connection with those guys. And, the relationships are strong across the whole footy club, really. Like, he worked with us in the midfield last year, and, he's got a great balance of caring for his players and educating as well. And, I think that's where the excitement's going to come from. It's really, really looking forward to it.
So would you be expecting a three-week farewell tour for Clarko, like guitar involved and just singing
David Brent style?
David Brent style?
Yeah, well, I don't think Clarko wants that, but I think each time we get a chance to pull the jump run, we'll be doing our absolute best. And yeah, Shawnee Burgoyne's probably on that farewell tour with him. So hopefully, I'm sure there'll be more of a celebration in the last round. But for now, I think we just have to focus on Collingwood, and I'm sure they'll get the send off they deserve in due time.
We got a couple of weeks down in Tassie before you get to hopefully the MCG for the last game against the Tigers, and hopefully some Hawthorn supporters could be there and say goodbye to Alistair and maybe Sean, as you say. But you do have the Pies this week at the MCG on Sunday, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. What do you make of their year so far?
Yeah, well,
sorry, University of Tasmania. Sorry, UTAS.
Yeah, it's in Tassie. I'm not sure if Collingwood would have ever played in Tassie for premiership points. But
I think that's right.
Goes to show, COVID throws a few curveballs. But, yeah, it'll be good to play them down there and, get a good crowd down at Tassie. Last week they obviously had a really good win against the Eagles. So, they're probably pretty similar to us this year. You know, we haven't had, both teams haven't had the seasons they would have liked, but, we're going to have to be at our best to beat them. A good win against a quality team in West Coast, and so we're going to have to match them in a number of areas.
Looking forward to seeing it. UTAS Stadium, I said 2 weeks in Tassie, and I said MCG, what an idiot. 2:10 on Sunday for the Hawks and the Magpies. Good luck to you, Tom. Nice to chat as always, mate. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Tom Mitchell with us, the Brownlow medalist from the Hawks.
Collingwood haven't played down in Tassie for premiership points.
Is that right?
No, but wow. They played against Hawthorn in a pre-season game about 6 or so years ago. It was like a night match in February. It was packed.
Got a feeling absolutely it might be packed at UTAS Stadium this weekend as well. We'll see how they go. It's going to be an interesting game. Two teams that have sort of developed late, both those two teams.